When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Happer and Shaper.
He says I take no joy in life. I can see that.
Coming at you live from Koppel Chevrolet GMC Studios in the heart of Lincoln, America.
Why are you yelling at me?
Whatever, make me a bicycle, clown!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com. Connor Happer.
You might want to look away for this.
Mike Shaper.
My boy's wicked smart.
This is Happer and Shaper.
Welcome back in. 10 o'clock hour of Happer and Shaper here on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com. Connor Happer, Mike Shaper with you. Just saw this. Penn State volleyball coach Russ Rose has announced his retirement.
Wow.
43 seasons, 7 national championships. He retires, according to Emily Amon, as the winningest coach in all of Division I athletics, men's or women's.
They had a hell of a run.
43 years is quite a while.
Another place where they should have plenty of options for who succeeds their winningest.
Do they have a bit of a coaching tree?
I suspect so. It's also one of those things where even if they don't have that big of a coaching tree, like, you could, if you were Penn State and the young guy that took Pitt from nothing to a Final Four team, feels like a very easy decision, you know, if they wanted to go that route. Whether he takes that job or not, I don't know.
Yeah, or he could just stay at Pitt and be fine.
I don't know how much we want to dive into this. The remarkable thing about that Pitt team is that they basically got to where they were, and it wasn't top-flight players or highly ranked volleyball players across the country. They were talking about that on that broadcast in that game. A lot of it was just kind of people he found in Hawaii and some other areas. And they run that really fast system, and so he found people that kind of fit that system. So in essence, you give him the advantages of Penn State volleyball. That could be really interesting. But I don't know. I mean, that's just pure speculation. Reckless, some would say.
But in volleyball, Nebraska did promote a couple of their other assistants in the light of Tyler Hildebrand going back to Long Beach State.
Yeah,
so Jalen Reyes gets
he's a new assistant
promoted, right? To like the top assistant, and then Kelly Hunter is now full time.
There you go,
assistant for Nebraska volleyball. The assistants, and there's only two assistants in volleyball. They usually mix about the. That makes sense. It feels like there's a lot of coaches for basketball, even though there's only 3 full-time assistants. There's, like, so many support staff. And I don't know the rules on all that stuff, but I always feel like looking at the bench, like,
very full.
It's like, almost one-to-one coaches to players. Or, like, coaches
slash
support.
3 assistant coaches.
Yes.
There's usually at least
like a special
director
assistant.
Ops.
Yep.
Director of operations type. And then you usually have 2, like a head strength and then an assistant strength.
Yep.
And then you have a personnel coach usually.
Like a video guy.
And a video guy. So you're right there, you're at 9.
Yeah.
And then
there's only 12.
And then Pat Norris, so that puts you to, you know, like your equipment guy, that puts you at 10.
Yeah, who's not really a coach at all, but like.
Right, yeah. You know. I'm just trying to think of people that are surrounding that bench area.
Yeah.
And then your trainer.
Yep.
So. You basically could just have all of those 11 guys play, and you could go 5-on-5 with one sub for the entire game.
Should consider it.
I would watch.
You would?
For like a minute or two. If someone's like the Nebraska coaching staff has a live feed of a scrimmage amongst themselves,
yeah,
I would click on that link.
Yeah, I would click on that link too.
I wouldn't stay for a really long time. Probably long enough to see how well Doc Sadler plays defense versus how he coaches it.
Meanwhile, baseball has two full-time assistants and
a head coach, one ops guy, and a
it's two, right? Coach. It's two
is
assistants.
Is it up to two now? Or
it's two full-time assistants.
Right, because you have your hitting coach and your pitching
depending
coach.
Depending on however you want to do
right.
it. Yeah. The Nebraska, how they have it is Harvell is kind of the offensive coordinator and Jeff Christie is kind of the pitching coach.
I've never thought about that.
Offensive coordinator. That's
yeah.
kind of how he is.
Yeah,
he runs the offense, right?
Are they going to run an air raid this year?
Yeah, exactly.
With the launch angle?
They're gonna bomb the ball, yeah.
You'd stay off the ground. No ground and pound.
Uh-huh. And then there's probably, you know, anywhere between 20 to 30, 35 guys on that roster floating
right.
around at one time. More than 20, probably about 27 to 28, and then to 35 or 40 with only a couple full-time assistants.
So this is where I'm going to just show mass ignorance. But we have a college athlete that can answer this question. I know nothing about how the track thing is set up. Obviously, Gary Pepin would be your like head coach that oversees all of it. I assume each event has their own coach or style. If Rico was paying attention right now, he'd be
Don't
able
think
to
he
answer
is,
this. But he heard his name.
Rico, this is where we need you. Step up. Step up to the mic. Step up to the mic. What do you look bothered?
I'm not.
Your face definitely looked bothered.
I just wanted to look bothered.
Can you tell us how track works?
Great question.
How is the track?
How
are the track coaches set up?
Yeah. So does each event have its own coach?
Yes.
So like, like a 400 would have a different coach than a 200 would have a different coach than a 100.
No.
And hurdles would have a different coach than just sprinters.
Yes. It can have the same coach, but it would be better if you have different coaches so you can split it up and have them practicing doing different things. You can have a short sprints and a long sprints coach, but normally if you have somebody that is
it's like inside linebackers and
smart
outside
enough, yeah, if you have somebody that can coach, a 100 and a 200, they're pretty proficient at coaching a 400 as well, because if you can run a 200, usually you're pretty good at running a 400
as well. How many full-time assistants does Gary Pepin have?
Ooh, that's a good question. I don't know. Like you would have a throws coach. Like you're not going to split up shot put and discus into two different coaches. You're going to have that as one coach. Javelin, you would have a separate coach.
So, like what?
More than
likely.
What
does a head coach do? Does a head coach coach something?
Sometime. Well, usually a head coach has their own, specialty that
gotcha.
They also know. But also they could just be pretty knowledgeable in all of them, but have one that they're specifically good at.
So here's how the track coaching staff sets up in Nebraska. They have Pepin's the head coach. They have associate head coach, and he also doubles as the thrower coach.
Okay.
His name is Justin.
Throwers.
Justin St. Clair.
Justin the thrower.
Another assistant full-time for sprints and hurdles.
Mm-hmm.
That's Brenton Emmanuel. And then, unclear, maybe this is full-time as well, sprints, hurdles, relays. It's going to be a drop, but what's HJ?
High jump.
Got it.
Who's that?
Dusty Jonas.
Why is Dusty coaching sprints?
That's ZJ.
Dusty is an was an Olympic level high jumper. He made the Olympic team and then he tore his Achilles. Why is he coaching sprints?
Oh, I don't know, man. I don't know. So the sprints, hurdles, relays, and
do they not have
high
a pole
high
vaulting?
Jump.
Yes, you need a. Yes, you have a separate pole vault.
Because that would have to be a completely different.
Yes.
Nothing about that is.
Well, you could have a pole vault coach also be a high jump coach, but you're going to have vertical jumps, which is pole vault and high jump, separate from horizontal jumps, long jump, and triple jump.
Okay. What is a triple jump? I've always wondered. I've never asked.
What's a combined event?
Decathlon, heptathlon.
Okay, so they have a coach for that. And the cross-country head coach is also under this umbrella.
Distance.
Matt.
Explain a triple jump.
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know how to explain it.
You just jump three times?
Yeah,
and then...
it's same leg twice, separate leg. Hop, skip, and a jump. That's what it is.
I always thought that was to explain short distance of travel.
That's a triple jump.
Yeah, it's just a hop, skip, or rocks hop, throw. Stone, yeah. A stone's throw.
Can't believe you asked about an HJ.
That's what is HJ? Just think about it for a second.
In the track context.
Yeah, just think about it for a second.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
High jump.
Yeah, it's pretty simple.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. Any other questions about track?
I think we basically covered it.
That's about it. Did you ever think about running cross country?
In high school, my track coaches told me to run cross country instead of playing football, and I declined. And then my band...
X-country.
Yeah. And then my band teacher said that I should join marching band because it's not like I was playing on the football team anyways.
Damn.
So I immediately quit band.
Damn. Did you prove it to him?
Yes.
Nice, Rico.
Did you?
Yes.
Maybe there could be a Rico movie, just like the Kurt Warner movie.
Oh, wow.
Didn't go any further after high school.
What a story, though. You said the band teacher told you you better play in the band because you suck at football, and you were like, no, actually, I quit band, and I'm going to go do something at football.
Hell yeah.
But... that's something, that's what the movie's about.
I have such a hard time understanding track practice. Like, did you work on different techniques? Or, because really it just comes down to being faster than the other.
Well, you have to work on,
to try to be faster.
Yeah, like right. sprint endurance, you work out of coming out of the blocks. For me, I was a hurdler, so you work on, getting as close to the hurdle as you possibly can without hitting it,
without
skying over it. Sprinting, you're working on your technique. You got to perfect it, like, day in and day out. You get that muscle memory. And the sprint endurance is very important because in practice, you hear this all the time, you have to run through the line because once you get to a meet, if you're in practice and you're slowing down before the finish line, you get to a meet, you're running the 100, you start slowing down just instinctively before the finish line, your time is slower, somebody might pass you, because they're running through the line the entire time. Mm. And it's a lot of just little things during track practice that you need to focus on and just, keeping your endurance.
Are you excited about the new track at the Innovation Campus?
Yeah, I guess.
Looks like it's going to be really nice.
Yeah, I guess. That's new, so yeah.
Rico misses his old track.
You had an old track?
Well, the old track where they're building the new football facility.
Yeah.
He's mad at Scott Frost.
I am. How dare he?
That's what
there's a lot of history on that
there's
track.
There's a big crane there right now.
Yeah, there's a lot of history on that track, and he just tore it up. So he can win, what, four games?
He didn't tear it up.
Well, he's part of it.
He's the architect.
And Bill Moose.
He is the head coach at the time of which Bill Moose determined that they needed a new...
He didn't say no.
He was supposed to say no?
Yeah. A lot of history.
You think it was Bill Moose's idea?
It wasn't Bill Moose's idea. You think Bill...
I don't think it was Scott Frost's idea.
Whose idea was it?
I think it was a collective need for new facilities. Remember Bill Moose talking about how Nebraska maybe had the 9th or 10th best facilities?
I do remember that. And I do remember specifically him talking about natural light.
Yeah.
But Nebraska's current weight room has a lot of natural light.
A lot of natural light.
He loves the windows.
I think that
I love Bill Moose because of the window to comment.
I do feel like sometimes it's like a justification that, like, we're doing stuff. Like, that's why you end up with some of these newer facilities.
Yeah.
Also, because there's gobs of money that come in and that needs to go somewhere and facilities.
That's what Bill Moose, Bill Moose's track record was go to a new job, spend bunch of money.
Yeah.
Leave job.
Leave job.
And hopefully in a better place than you found it.
Yeah. Leave job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he made some hires.
He did.
Those hires just have not worked.
One of them has.
He did make some hires.
One of them has.
So far.
He also hired some other coaches, too.
Yeah, we don't necessarily know on those.
People forget that Sean Eichhorst hired Amy Williams. Probably the best thing he did.
Shout out Sean Eichhorst.
Well, if you need a comparison, pretty sure Steve Peterson hired Connie Yorey. That was the best thing he did.
Mm. That's a good one.
So
what's Bill Moose hired Will Bolt?
Yeah. Are we going to do this now, or are we just
going
to through?
Well, it's each AD's best thing that they did. Yeah. What's Tom Osborne's best hire? Tim Miles?
No.
Bo?
No, there's got to be someone else in there.
Who did he hire?
I mean, he hired Tim Miles and Bo.
Yeah.
There's
other people in there somewhere.
He hired Erstad.
That was pretty good.
All right, man. Those were all okay.
They all had moments of success and generally were derided for other things.
Oh. Uh-huh.
There has to be another one.
What was Dave Remington's best?
Oh, man. The best AD that they've had.
I'm going to look up.
Who else would Osborne have hired?
I don't know. I'm going to find out now.
They have to hire some tennis coaches? Maybe a golf coach?
Something like that.
Let's see when Tom Osborne was the athletic director at Nebraska. I forget the years.
Who hired Rhonda Revelle?
Who did hire Rhonda Revelle? This is before.
Was that Bob Devaney?
Might have been Bill Byrne.
Bob Devaney was it went Bob Devaney, then Bill Byrne?
I believe so, yeah. Then Steve Peterson.
Osborne fired Bill Callahan.
Yeah, and then hired Bo.
Was Bill Byrne directly after Bob Devaney? I have no knowledge of history on this. I can tell you a great many things of stuff I've never witnessed, but I cannot for the life of me tell you when Bill Byrne became Nebraska's AD.
All right, going backwards.
All right, here we go.
Trev Alberts, Bill Moose. These are full-time athletic directors. Trev Alberts, Bill Moose, Sean Eichhorst, Tom Osborne, Steve Peterson, Bill Byrne, Bob Devaney. That goes back to the 60s. Would you like to go further? What was Tippy Dye's best hire? Tippy Dye's best hire was Bob Devaney.
Yeah.
I'm going through.
Arguably, Tippy Dye made the most important hire in Nebraska athletic
history. Tippy Dye. We owe Tippy Dye everything.
Yeah. Shout out Tippy Dye.
We talked about Sipple creating a holiday, like a Tippy Dye Appreciation Day should probably be a thing in this state, right?
He hired the guy who hired the guy. Yeah. We owe Tippy Dye a lot.
Okay, Tippy Dye was the guy.
The two best hires.
Triple B.
The two best hires for Tom Osborne, David Harris for cross country, four Big Ten championships, or four Big Ten champions in cross country, and Chuck Chmielka, men's gymnastics.
Oh, there you go. That's...
When was Mark Manning hired? That was a good hire, too.
When was Mark Manning hired?
It feels like that was a Osborne or an Eichhorst.
Osborne also hired Stacey Underwood, the rifle coach.
Oh, that could be a Peterson.
She's still around?
No, she was here for two seasons. Never mind.
So, like, the current coaches and which ADs they were hired by, you could do it that way, and that's relatively funny.
Okay.
Frost was Moose.
Yep.
Hoiberg was Moose. Bolt
Moose.
Was Moose. Amy Williams was Eichhorst.
Yep.
Nobody's been hired by Trev yet. Right?
Not that we know of.
Unless you count assistant coaches.
You don't. And no, I don't think you do.
I used to know more of the coaches at Nebraska. Now all the names I think I know are
Moose hired a lot of guys, a lot of people.
Well, because the golf coach.
They had two golf coach changes.
Because I think it was Bill Spangler before that.
Bill Spangler. And then they brought in that other guy, and then he left and went to Missouri to be like an assistant.
Yep. He was a college roommate of Hoiberg.
Yes, that guy. Yep. He came from Michigan, I think.
Yeah, that all sounds correct.
And they had him. You know, they had him for a season or two, and then he left to be an assistant golf coach at Missouri. I thought that was weird. Unnamed texter says, Connor Happer, best Eichhorst hire. What do I do? I guess I do.
Yeah, who hired you?
The athletic director when I was hired. When did John Eichhorst get fired?
I don't know. Sean Eichhorst was fired in September of 2017.
Bill Moos hired 12 coaches.
Damn, Bill Moos.
Scott Frost, Fred Hoiberg, Will Bolt, Brett Balick, the men's golf coach, Mark Hankins, golf also.
Yes.
Rachel Martin, women's rifle, Mindy Miles, women's rifle, Heather Brink, women's gymnastics, Paul Klempa, bowling.
Yes. Because, what's his name, retired?
Yeah. Lisa Johnson, women's golf, Sean Mamie, Bill men's
Strop.
Tennis,
Bill Strop.
Landon Marzullo, diving. Those are the coaches he hired.
Way to go, Bill. So this is all Bill.
Who, 12
coaches?
Who hired I think Eichhorst hired me.
Did Bill Byrne hire John Cook?
Who hired John Cook?
John was hired in, or took the job in,
seems
2000.
Seems like 2002, right? 2001?
2000, Rico?
2000.
It'd be Bill Byrne.
That would be Bill Byrne.
We're now like basically
Bill Byrne had
trying
some good
to
ones.
Suss out the best hires.
Yeah. Okay, that's your history. Who is the best interim athletic director? Garrett Classy, Dave Remington, Tom Osborne.
Yep.
Joe Selig.
This was between Devaney and...
Between Byrne and Peterson.
Oh, I don't remember Joe Selig.
He was the senior associate athletic director for external operations, and he was also the interim for a brief moment in 2002 before they hired Steve.
There's a big what-if for Nebraska athletics. What if Bill Byrne never leaves?
He's still here today?
That means Steve Peterson never happened, so Bill Callahan never happened. Uh-huh. So, like, where does Nebraska football at?
Still winning natties.
Dubs on dubs on
dubs. Is Harvey Perlman still here?
He would have retired either way. I don't think that would have changed. And I think his involvement in athletics became more pronounced because of Steve Peterson, not because of any other reason.
I think that's right, too. We got to take a break here. We'll come back more up next.
You're listening to Happer and Schaefer on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.